Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with a disturbing development in Iraq. Thursday, a prison raid led by Kurdish and American forces left an American commando dead, Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler. He's the first U.S. citizen killed in action in Iraq since 2011.
At the request of the Kurdistan Regional Government, U.S. Special Operations Forces supported an Iraqi Peshmerga operation to rescue hostages at an ISIL prison near Hawija, Iraq. This operation was deliberately planned and launched after receiving information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution.
The prison had been claimed by the self-proclaimed Islamic State, and the rescue mission freed dozens of Kurdish hostages, a U.S. claimed success in the fight against ISIS in eastern Iraq. Joining us is Bayan Sami Abdulrahman, Kurdistan Regional Government Representative to the United States. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It seems to me this raid is a sign, one more sign, I would say, that Iraq is essentially partitioned and that the U.S. and the Kurdistan Regional Government are just working together in northern Iraq against ISIS, and the rest of Iraq is sort of a sideshow.
Well, partition of Iraq is a different subject from what the United States is doing in Iraq. The United States is supporting all of Iraq's forces. They're supporting the attempt to retake Ramadi, which doesn't involve Kurdish forces. But in Kurdistan, we're very grateful to the United States for supporting us. And we're very grateful that special forces of the United States took part in this raid on this prison. 69 lives were saved. Tragically, Joshua Wheeler lost his life, and I would like to express my deepest and sincerest condolences to his family and his friends, because even though he was involved in an operation that saved so many lives, the fact that he passed away will have hurt them very much.
Well, we appreciate those condolences, that's for sure. But this cooperation between the U.S. and Kurdistan, I mean, if you go to Erbil, it's very peaceful in Erbil. There's a huge investment of American forces and commercial materiel in Erbil. The situation couldn't be more different in Baghdad. It seems as though, as time goes on, Kurdistan acquires a kind of autonomy that essentially creates it as a nation state in and of itself, and it's irrelevant to Iraq as time goes on.
It's a fact that the people of Kurdistan want an independent state. This has been our dream since the days of the creation of Iraq. Nobody asked us, do we want to be part of a country called Iraq? Frankly, we haven't seen that many good things out of being a part of this country. We have seen repeated acts of genocide. Under Saddam Hussein, we had the Anfal genocide campaign, use of chemical weapons. Under ISIS, the Yazidi Kurdish community has been going through a genocide, and women have been sexually enslaved and so on. So yes, you're right, the people of Kurdistan want an independent state. Today, we are focused on defeating ISIS because ISIS presents an existential threat. That's the focus of our fight today. But ultimately, yes, we want independence and we will achieve it.
So essentially, this model of U.S. and Kurdish cooperation centered out of Erbil in the territory of Kurdistan is working towards that goal. By fighting ISIS, you're also working towards the goal of an autonomous Kurdish state, and whether the U.S. likes it or not, were involved in that mission.
Well, every Kurd would be delighted if that actually was America's policy. But when we talked to the State Department, and even when President Barzani met President Obama in May, the United States has been consistently clear that it prefers Iraq to stay as one country, but the United States recognizes that a centralized Iraq is over, that there needs to be what, I'm borrowing the words of the State Department, there needs to be functioning federalism in Iraq. I don't think
Bayan, functioning federalism is essentially an acknowledgement that Baghdad is never going to run things in Iraq anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Baghdad doesn't run things in Iraq already. The Kurdistan region is pretty autonomous. The large swathes of the Sunni Arab area have been taken over by ISIS, and perhaps the rest of Iraq is run by Baghdad. That is the case. And it is time that the international community accepted the realities on the ground. The way I see the future of Iraq is either there will be an independent Kurdish state, or perhaps Iraq will continue to remain as one country, but with three very autonomous areas. But, John, I just want to be clear that I think the United States' support for what the Peshmerga are doing has nothing to do with helping Kurdistan become an independent state.
No,
at least that's not the message they tell us.
No, no, and the State Department would deny that vigorously. But as again, recognizing realities on the ground, it gets us closer to that independence than farther away from it, it would seem. Bayan, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Bayan Sami Abdulrahman is Kurdistan Regional Government Representative to the United States.